Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
4 years of struggle, only 33 Big Ten wins and 77 total games. Well, a change was needed. Scott Dolson made that change Monday, firing Archie Miller.
I'm confident in my decision, and in the final analysis, it's a results-oriented business, and I really felt that ultimately we had not made enough progress to continue the program and under Archie's leadership. I really felt like we needed a new voice, a new direction. Given the financial consequences of a decision like this, I felt it was very important that we come up with an avenue to make certain there are no financial consequences as a result of this decision to either the athletic department or the university. Prior to my conclusion that we needed to move forward in a new direction, I had zero conversations with any donors. Felt like it was really important that I do all my due diligence. Of course, you hear things out there, so forth and so on, but that had zero impact on my recommendation, zero.
Vice President, Director of Athletics Scott Dolson in part two will go more into that situation as two anonymous donors have come forward to help with the buyout of Archie Miller's contract. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And now we talk a little about the buyout as two anonymous donors have come forward to take care of business. Archie Miller's contract, $10.3 million, the 15th richest in the country. And as Scott Dolson explained to us on Monday,
I just want to underscore because it's just really, really important to me. You know, I've grown up in the fundraising world. I was not approached by any donors. It wasn't a donor-driven decision at all, zero. It was not an anti-Archie effort. The people came at me, zero. There was no discussion of future candidates at these meetings that I had. And also, the final decision when I met with the donors was not 100% at that point. So I just want to make sure that was crystal clear. And again, that was important to me. Moving forward, we'll start an immediate search to recruit the next coach that we want to partner with and for me to reestablish our identity and brand of IU basketball.
Vice President, Director of Athletics, Scott Dolson. So a return of consistency and building an identity, a vision for the future to bring one of the blue bloods of college basketball back into focus, IU. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.